We are holding in Siman Reish Yutes Si'if Vav, continuing with Birkas HaGomel. Si'im Eichar, if you delayed, you postponed, didn't make it right away, so yesh lo tashlum, and you still can make it up, levarech kol zman shiritze, as long as you want, v'nachon shlo la'achir shlosha yomim. The correct thing to do is not to delay it more than 3 days. That's the Mechaber, Mishnah Brura in Sivkot Yutes is im echar. You delayed. What's it all mean? Shlo berach b'shash she'olo min hayam. You didn't make the bracha right away after you crossed the ocean. Oh, b'shash she'chazur levurior. You got healthy right away. Mimach laso from your sickness. So 3 days. Chof shlosha yomim, says Mishnah Brura da'ad zman ze, up until this time, 3 days afterwards. Kore bo min haderach. It's like you still are coming from the journey. The kosu achronim, the achronim speak out, even if to get it in within 3 days, it causes you to make the bracha, but there's no Sefer Torah present, like we do normally, a person gets called up, or there's a Sefer Torah present, nevertheless, you still should not delay more than 3 days. Let's say that a person comes home like a Monday morning or something like that, right? Already Monday morning in shul, they've read the Torah, it's now 10 o'clock, shul's over. You should make the Birkas HaGomel with 10 people without a Sefer Torah. Valyamtin ad yom hey. Don't wait till Thursday, right? Because Monday is day one, Tuesday is day two, Wednesday is day three. So don't wait till Thursday. I'm Mashik Savnal El Basif Katan Ches. Back there in the previous Ashir, they explained there was two different deos over there, right? To call Iker Asara, he says in Sifkat and Ches, Eina El Mitzvah, Lefi Zeh, Im Yadeh Shlo Yizdamein Lo Asara, Yivarech Blo Asara, Afil Lechatchila. Okay, fine. Continuing now in Sif Zion. Ba'ashkenaz, literally means in Germany, Ba'tzarfas, in the country of France, Eim Evarkin Shaholchin Me'ir Le'ir. You don't recite the Birkas HaGomel, the minhag is not to make a bracha when traveling from one city to the next. Shlachivu el hoyche midbarios v'shchiche ba chayos raos v'listim. Because the only obligation, the chiv kicks in when you're crossing a desert where it's common that there are wild animals there, there are wild people there, there are bandits, robbers, so therefore that's when you make the bracha, but not going from nearly from one city to the next. Again, that's the Ashkenaz and Sfars. Sarfas, who was Svard in Spain, Nohagin Levarach, the meaning is to yes make Birkas HaGomel when walking from traveling from city to city. Mipnei Shekol HaDrachim Mechezkas Sakona. By definition, traveling is a dangerous thing. Umi, however, Bipachos Miparsa, if you're going less than the distance of a parsa, ain't mavarch, you do not make a bracha. Ve'im humokam muchzach besakon v'yosef, it's established as being a very dangerous area. In that case, afilu pachos min parsa, you would still make the bracha, even if you travel less than the distance of a parsa. Continues now the Mishnah Berurah in Chaf Aleph, Shlochivu Ella. I in the common besif katin laman aleph. Okay, that's Mitzvah Shem, we'll get to that in tomorrow's shir. Chaf Beis, nohagin levarich. The minhag is to make the bracha. In the Dirshu 23, it says, "Achem b'nesiyah me'ir le'ir kishemetzus mechonios acheros bekvish." If you have, you're traveling, but there's other cars on the highway. Senita and lirois mechonios achas l'shniyan. Each one can literally see into the other one. So he quotes here from the Shaios and Shuvas or Letzion. She'im of Archin. We would not make a bracha in the Eskim. Nay, She'im of Archin elikashi shayich sakonas listim v'chayos raos. When there's people gonna, you know, attack you, animals are going to attack you, sha'az nechshav keholchik b'derech. That's considered to be the traveling on a derech, which is a sakana. Okay, now continuing in Chav Beis, Noag in Levarech Mipneish, Desvir Lehu, Debrachazu Shav Le'inyan Birchas Tfilas HaDerech. Before this opinion holds that we make equal the same requirements for Tfilas HaDerech and Birchas HaGomel, right? Le'el, Sif Simon, Kufyud Ayin Sham. In the Dishu 23, it says Sham, Sifkat Lamed, Kosov Shehu Toleb, Amerchak, Velobizman. Here, it's dependent upon the actual distance for how far you're traveling and not the amount of time that you're traveling. Walking or a car or a train or anything like that. Lechain Gam, Hanosea, Shiur, Parsa, Amasilas, Barzov. You're traveling on a train. Tzarek Levarich. Right? Obviously, you're going to travel the same amount of time much quicker if you're on train rather than if you're walking. Okay, Mishnah Berurah now Chaf Gimel, this is going on the line where if you're going less than a parsa, then you not make a bracha, unless it's a very dangerous neighborhood. Right? Mihu bepachos, debimokum korov kazef. You're going a very short the distance, but vadai, certainly, la vicheskas sakonahu. It's really not a dangerous, therefore you would not make a bench hagoma for just going this short little distance from like one town to the next. Okay. Now, se'if ches. Well, all types of sickness, all types of illnesses, a person is required to say Birkas HaGoimel. Afila eina choli shel sakona. Even if it's not a life-threatening sickness, velo makas shel chola, nor is it a like an internal limb that's in danger. Ela kol she'ala lemita liyard. You have to go into bed. It's like this platform that the judges would have your trial. They would sit there. Pirish malos she'osin dayanim l'sheves kishedonin ledun lidun. When they're judging you, that's where they sit. So the fact that you're like on trial now because you're getting sick. Ve'ein hefresh bein she'esh lo mechush kavua ve'imizman lezman ve'ein she'ena kavua. There's no difference if this is something that happens habitually to a person or something that does not happen habitually. That's the Mechaber. Now comes along the Ramon says, Hagav yesh omer de'ein mevarech rak al choli sheyesh bo sakana. So there's an opinion that says, no, you don't make a bracha for regular types of sicknesses, only things where it's a life or death. Kigon makas shel chol, if you would have an internal wound, according to the Torah, b'shem Raivud, v'arav, Rabbi Yosef, v'chein nogin ba'ashkenazim. That is the minog amongst the Ashkenazim, they would only make the bracha in these types of life or death situations. Okay, so now we'll do the Mishnah Berurah. In Sifkat and Chavdad, Kol Sha'ol Amita, anybody who literally has to go into a bed. Aval, Im Lo Ol Amita Klal, you never had to lie down, you didn't stop your daily activities. Rak Sheyesh Eze Mechush Ba'alma Barosh, Oberag Begrono V'chai Gavna, you have a headache, or you have a throat ache, but basically you're functioning, you're still going to work, you're still doing your daily activities. Ein Mavorach Afila De'azu, even according to this opinion, you would not make the bracha. It's interesting, we have a similar concept in Hilchos Shabbos, like a Mechush Ba'alma. So that has to cross a certain threshold. Chafei, b'pnei she'doime kimi she'heluhu. The fact you had to lie down is as if you're being judged. She'ein on yoidim. We don't know. Ech yetzi dino. How's the verdict going to go? K'mochein b'chola. So too, when a person is sick, it's like they're on trial. Kevin shenafel the mishkav, they have to lie down. Ain't a yoidim so. We don't know what's going to be in the end. Vekam and pami many times. Afa pisha techilasa lohayes sakon. It didn't start off as being anything really too serious. The sof in the end misgaberes hamachler. God forbid the sickness gets even more serious. It's stronger. Well, is sakon. Now he is in a dangerous life or death situation. Chavav said that there's no chilik whether this is something that happens. Consistently, or it's something that happens occasionally. Ein hefresh, bein roitz alone means shelo toim adonze de mechus sheba mizman lezman kvar yedua hu sheein b'sakana. No, I get this way all the time. I know it's no big deal. No. Ein achim. We don't say like that. Adraba. We have to say the opposite. Why? Kol she kavua. The fact that it comes over and over again. Hu yosir mischazik. It's getting stronger and stronger. It's reoccurring over and over again. V'yafa pi shenaslo neis pa'amim rabos v'nitzulimen. Even though previously you've had many times where you've had a miracle and you're healed from this. Minas Shemayim, right? Rechamuhu. It was Hashem had rachmanos on you. V'lav kol shaita misrachish nisa. Like we found by can't rely on miracles all the time. With the whole story with Rab and Reb Zera. That's the lashon over there in Gemara and Megillah about relying on miracles. We can't say that miracles going to happen. Ad kan lashon harashba b'shuva. According here from the Rashba and the Shuva. So therefore, we don't make a distinction between whether something that always happens, something that happens, rarely. Mishnah Berurah Chav Zayin Bein She'ena Kavua Ella B'chol Gavn. In all cases, Kol She'al Amita, anybody who has to go lie down in bed Mechamos because he's sick, Bezman She'choshesh Bo, right? Chayel Devarich Al Kach. You Achar Kach, you make a bracha afterwards. Chav Ches Kigon Maka. He talks about here in the footnote 25. He says Legavi Nituach Shever. Let's say you have like a broken limb or something like a broken arm. Say stop it or stipler. You make a broch on that, for after you broke your leg or something like that. Orbach he holds that you do make a bracha on this. Then he continues about catheterization. So he says das Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach shemvarchin alav hagomel. You would bench hagomel. And says the das of Eliyashiv says al shakol shenase b'hadema klalis. We have general anesthesia. Mevarchin alav hagomel. You would say bench hagomel afterwards. Ach im nase b'hadema mikomit, if you do like a localized anesthesia, ein mavarchin. In that case, you do not make a brach on it. Okay, starting chavches kagon maka, so he says shalchalol, internal wound. Oshar choli shiesh bosakon, or any other type of wound that's in danger. Kigon kadachas shalkol haguf, where you would have a type of fever where the whole of body shakes. Shikorin shoydrin, that's the Yiddish term for it. Kimavur besimin shin chavches, that's about refu on Shabbos. I'm a vir halacha. Chavches. V'chein noagin ba'ashkenaz. This is the minhag amongst the Ashkenazim. V'kos amagin avram, d'ktsas noagin kisoros ha-mechaber. Some actually hold like the mechaber. V'chein dasa Eli Rabba, ledina, the Eli Rabba holds like this. V'chein kos of amagin giborim. He also says like this. Shekol shechal v'chol gufa. Anybody whose whole body is feeling sick, you would have a goy be mechal Shabbos on this. So in that case, you reach that threshold of risk to your health. Mevarech agomel, then you bench. The heavy cane b'shem Radvaz. Okay, ein ze kosev gam cane a chay adam. Similar things written by the chay adam. Ach shekosev shemikol makam lo yevarech elaim cane nafal lemita lo pachas mi shlosha yomim. That you would have to be in bed, bedridden for 3 days at least. I'm v'yir halacha. Look what he writes. De'im mechaloso hu devar sheish bo sakana. If it really was a dangerous thing, then afilu pachos mishlosh yom. Even if you were there less than bed, you're in bed for 2 days. But those were a serious 2 days. Nami tzarech levruche. You would in fact make a bracha in this case. Okay, that concludes today's shir.